Boker Tov, good morning. We are starting a new Masechet in the Daf Yomi, Masechet Kiddushin. B'zad Hashem, Simana Tova, Simana Tova, B'zad Hashem, it should be, B'zad Hashem, also tomorrow night we're celebrating the Siyum HaShas of the community. We're also going to be celebrating the Siyum Masechet Gittin. It's not only for those who learn the Masechtot, but anybody in the community who you think may benefit from it, want to be invited, please let them know, invite them tomorrow night. They're doing at 54. B'zad Hashem, we're going to have a Siyum HaShas, and we're going to be doing our Siyum on Masechet Gittin. Okay, let's jump into Masechet Kiddushin, B'zad Hashem. Bet Amud Aleph, we're starting from the beginning, from the first daf, just to give a little introduction. Obviously, Masechet Kiddushin is all about Kiddushin. It's all about doing Kiddushin, and all the different intricate details, and how you do Kiddushin, and if a person does Kiddushin in different weird ways, if it is considered Kiddushin or not. And then we get to the laws of Kibud Avayim, and we get to many, many different practical halachot, and lots of amazing stories in Masechet Kiddushin that are very needed, and it's, it's an amazing Masechet, B'zad Hashem. Okay. Haisha niknet b'shalosh derachim. The woman is acquired in three ways. And it's interesting why it mentions the word shalosh and not shalosha. We're going to see in the Gemara why it mentions shalosh and why it mentions the word niknet. It's going to dive in on each and every word. But the woman is acquired in three ways. How is she acquired? V'konet atma b'shtei derachim. And she can acquire herself in two ways. So let's see how. Niknet b'kesef b'shtar uve'bi'a. She can be acquired with money. If kiddushin was done to her with money, God gave her money and said, Harad Mekudeshet Li, or with document. And he said, Harad Mekudeshet Li, or with Bi'ah. He goes to sleep with her, and before he sleeps with her, he's about to sleep with her, and he says, This Bi'ah should be for Kiddushin. Bekesef, the Gemara says, with money, how much money? So, Beit Shammai Amrin, Bet Dinar, Ushaveh Dinar, a dinar, and that which is equivalent to a dinar. U Beit Hillel Amrin, Bet Pruta, Ushaveh Pruta, with a Pruta, or a Shaveh Pruta. We hold the halacha. Pruta, Beit Hillel. Nowadays, obviously, there's a ring that's given. There's lots of halachot over there. But what's the difference between dinar and a pruta? So a dinar is four times a pruta. It's four prutot. So there's four prutot in a dinar. So I think nowadays we say like a dinar is just a couple cents. It's not so. Mechila. A pruta. A pruta is nowadays just like 2-3 cents. So a dinar would probably be a dime, 10 cents, something like that. We give much more than that, but the ring is much more. But sometimes it happens, somebody forgets a ring, so the rabbi has like a special coin that has value that will be worth more than a pruta. V'kama hi pruta, how much is a pruta? Echad mishmona b'isar ha'italki. It's 1/8 of this Italian isar. This is a pruta. And then the Gemara says, v'kona et atzma, and how does she acquire herself? Beget u'mitata ba'al, with divorce. And with the dying of the husband, if either of those things happen, she acquires herself back to become a free woman. Hayevama niknet bebi'a. A yevama, a woman whose husband dies and they don't have children, and she has a mitzvah of yibum, or she has to do chalitza. She acquires herself with bi'a. She gets acquired, with bi'a, with sleeping with the yavam. Vikona datzma b'chalitza u'mitata yavam. And she can acquire herself with chalitza. What's chalitza?
In the shoe.
Right, so not spinning in the shoe, but what the process is, the woman goes and takes off the shoe of the man, and she spits in front of him, and they do this whole Beit Chalutza. Now they do this whole process in the Beit Din, where they are they sever the bondage between the woman and her brother-in-law. That's what chalitza is. Or if the brother-in-law dies, then it's severed altogether. So these are the ways that she acquires herself. Okay? I basically explained what Rashi is saying, so I'm not going to jump into Rashi. But the Gemara says, Haisha niknet. Maishna hacha detane haisha niknet. Umaishna hatam detane haish mikadesh. Why over here does it say a woman is acquired, and over there it says a man does kiddushin? It uses a different lashon. What is it talking about? What over there? Where did we see this? So we didn't see this yet, right? What is it referring to? So Rashi says, this is talking about in the second chapter, in the second paragraph, Mem Aleph. Over there, when it starts talking about the man, how does a man acquire? It says, Aish Mekadesh, the first Mishnah over there in the second parak. But over here, it says, Aisha Niknet, she's acquired. Over there, it says, a man does Kiddushin. Why does it use different terminology? So the Gemara says, Mishum Dekabai Lemitne Kesef. Because he wanted to teach about money. They wanted to teach about the ways that a woman is acquired in order to teach about money. Right? Rashi says, kesef behani kinyanin va'amrina lekaman kesef minyan ledin knet bo. And then we're going to ask later on, how do we know that by kesef she is acquired? But it wanted to learn about money, so it needed to say niknet, she is acquired, rather than using the same terminology as mekadesh. V'kesef minalan, and from where do we know that she gets acquired through money? If kiddushin is done with money, gamar kicha kicha misde efron. We have a gezerah shava. What's a gezerah shava? A gezerah shava is whenever you have one word in one pasuk, one word in another pasuk, and they are, and you can make a, and from halachal Moshe, it's from Moshe Mesinai down tradition, one rabbi after another, and you have a mesorah that you have this gezerah shava. You have this tradition of this gezerah shava. It's a connection between these two words that you can learn one from the other. So the Gemara says, "Ktiv hacha." It says over here, "Ki yikach ish isha," when a man takes a woman. "Uchtiv hatam," and it says over there, "Natati kesef hasadeh kach mimeni." I gave this money for the field. Take it from me. Who is this referring to? Avram Avinu, right? When Avram Avinu, when he wanted to buy a burial site for his wife Sarah, so he went to Ephron. He went to make a deal. So the Gemara says, and so there we have Gzera Shavah. What's Gzera Shavah? In one pasuk it says ikach, in another pasuk it says kach. So the two terminology, the two words saying kach, you learn that they're connected. Vekicha ikre kinyan, and kicha can mean taking, or can also mean acquiring. So they learn it as acquiring. How do we know? Hasadeh asher kana Avraham. It says the field that Avraham purchased, he acquired. So kana. And kicha, this is right after that. This is connected to that subject. It's the same word, essentially, in this context. And not only that, it brings another source. Iname sadot bakesev iknu. That fields with money can be purchased, can be acquired. So you see that also iknu over here refers to acquired. So that's why tana heisha niknet, that's why it said the woman is acquired, rather than saying the woman is mitkadeshet, is sanctified. Why? Because it wanted to teach a way that should be acquired through money. And money is acquiring. It's not necessarily in the context of mitkadeshet. That's why it used the terminology of niknet. Now it's interesting just to mention over here that Rashi points out, it's not coming to answer the question, right? Rashi says, lav hachaka ba'ela ela lekaman. We're going to ask this question later on in Gimel Amud Bet. It says, we're coming just to answer the whole aspect of what the question was. We wanted to teach about kesef. We wanted to know where do we learn it from. He said, we learn it from kicha. We're going to discuss the whole sugya later on in Gimel Amud Bet. All he's trying to say is, where do we learn kesef from? Where do we learn can acquire from kesef? But it's not trying to learn out the whole sugya right now. Rashi says, we're going to learn that on later on. Okay, back to the Gemara. The Gemara says, v'nitne hatam ha'ish koneh. So if you want to use the terminology of niknet, of acquiring, why don't you just use that same terminology on Daf Mem Aleph, on the first Mishnah, on the second chapter, use the same terminology and say, ha'ish koneh, the man acquires. Why do you have to use over there, ha'ish mikadesh, the man sanctifies? So the Gemara says, mikara tanei lishna de'oraita, u'vasof tanei lishna de'rabanan. At first they wanted to teach a lashon, a version of biblical talk. Niknet, acquiring, is a biblical word. Whereas later on, it wanted to teach a lashon of a rabbinical enactment. That only mikadesh, it's only derabanan. So the Gemara says, umad lishna derabanan. How is that a lashon? How is that lashon only rabbinic? So the Gemara explains, de asarla akule alma kehekdesh. By making her, by doing kiddushin with her, it is making her asura to the whole world, like a consecration, like someone is consecrated. Something is consecrated. So that's why it's considered like a rabbinic enactment. It's making her asur to the whole world, like hektesh. So the Gemara then asks, okay, fine. That's why it wanted to say over there, ha'ish mekadesh. Why? Because we wanted to teach that over here is the oraita, over here is lashon de oraita, over there is lashon de rabbanan. But the Gemara says, v'nitne hacha ha'ish koneh. Why don't you just say in our Mishnah, instead of saying ha'ishan nikneh, the woman is acquired, say the man acquires. There's someone who's acquiring her. Right? Why are you going on the version of the woman? Just keep it consistent, man and man. Just say the man acquires the woman in three ways. So the Gemara says, Mishum de kabay limitne seifa. I wanted to teach the end of the Mishnah. And what was the end of the Mishnah saying? Right? The end part of the Mishnah, end part of that beginning of our Mishnah says, Vikonat asma mishnei derachim. She acquires herself. So since it wanted to say she acquires herself, it needed to start by talking about her. That's what the Gemara says. Vekona itatma bedida. Since it wanted to teach, she acquires herself with these two ways. and it must be her self-acquiring. So too, Tana Nami Resha Bedida, it taught the beginning part of the Mishnah, Ha'isha Niknet, that she is acquired in three ways, rather than saying that the man acquires in three ways. Because they wanted to keep it consistent in the same Mishnah, saying the beginning and the end of the Mishnah is both talking about the woman. So the Gemara says, V'nitni Ha'ish Koneh Umakneh. If you want to say that, then why not just say, the man acquires... the man aish kone umakne. The man can acquire and the man can release. Can remove that, release that requirement by these ways, right? Meaning, why is it attributing it to her that she is acquired in three ways and she can acquire herself in two ways? Say that the man acquires her in three ways and the man can release that requirement in two ways. Talk about the man. So the Gemara says, very male chauvinistic here. So the Gemara says, Mishum de ika mitata ba'al de lav yuka makne. Because if the husband dies, that's not him releasing acquirement. That's from Shamayim. So you cannot attribute that to him. Right? Oh, beautiful. Very good. Min Shemayahu de makne la. Very good. So it says that's only from heaven that's acquired to her. Meaning, you can't attribute it to the man, saying that the man released the acquirement. A man is the one who has a... something to do with that acquirement, because it's not him. He doesn't have the control of when he dies. Only from Shamayim, it's controlled when he dies. So therefore, that's why I wanted to teach the woman. No, but now you're asking, oh, why does it say the woman then? Just, the woman is not acquiring herself either. It's Hashem that it's acquiring herself. So I think the answer is, because of the fact that the beginning part of the Mishnah wanted to talk about Aisha Niknet, the woman is acquired in three ways, and wanted to keep it consistent with them, so it said that the Aisha Konat, that's ma, the woman can acquire herself in two ways. So use it in consistent verbiage. So the Gemara says, "Vei bait em." And if you want to give another answer, "I tanak koneh." If it would have said the man acquires, "Hava amina afilu baal korcha," I would have thought the man can acquire the woman by kiddushin even against her will. So that's why it says, "Tanna ha'ishay nikneh." That's why it says, "No, the woman is acquired." The midata in shalom midata lo. That only according to her will, only if she willingly acquires, then is she acquired. But if not, meaning only if she is willingly accepting the kiddushin, does she get married to this man and acquired to the man. If not, then she does not get acquired. That's why it started with the woman, saying that the woman is acquired because it's up to her. Right? By divorce, the man can give a get. By kiddushin, the woman has to accept kiddushin in order for her to be married to that person. So the Gemara then asks, Umay iriya detani shalosh. Why does it say shalosh? Right, lidne shalosha. It should have said shalosha. Right, if we go back to our first Mishnah, ha'isha niknet b'shalosh derachim. The woman is acquired in three ways. Why does it use the word shalosh and not shalosha? So that's usually the way it would write it. So the Gemara says it wants to teach the following. Mishum de kamat b'yinamitne derech. It wanted to teach derech. Right, it says the woman acquires herself in three ways. The derech, v'derech lashon nekevahu. Derech is a lashon nekeva, is a language of a feminine way of speaking, derech. That's feminine. That's a lashon feminine. So the Gemara says, "Dichtiv v'hodata lahem et haderech yelechu ba." That Hashem told them through the Torah, he explained to them that the derech that they should take. But what verbiage does he use by derech over here? It says ba. Ba is feminine. You see, the word derech is in a feminine context. So because he wanted to teach derech in feminine, we needed to use the word shalosh to keep it consistent with its feminine aspect. So the Gemara says, "Ve'la haditanya." That which it says in the Braita. Some say haditnan. It's a Mishnah. B'shiva derachim botkin. It's a Mishnah. B'shiva derachim botkin et azav. So the Gemara says there are seven ways. This is a Mishnah in Masachet Zavin. Right over there, it says there are seven ways that we are bodek the zav, that we examine, that we check the zav for his impurity. The zav who has these seminal emissions. There are seven ways. So the Gemara says, why does it say shiva? Nitnei sheva. It should say seven in sheva, in that context. So the Gemara says, Mishum dekabai lemitnei derech. It wanted to teach derech, right? In that same line, in that Mishnah, it says derechim. Ve'ashkachan derech, dekrei lashon zachar. We find that the word derech, ways, is also used in masculine. So the Gemara says, how? Dichtiv bederech echad yetzu elecha, u'shiva derechim yanusa lefanecha. It says, in one way, they will come out against you, and in seven ways, they will flee from you. So what do you see? Derech in this pasuk is in the same context as elecha. Elecha is masculine. So hold on a second. Now, We have one pasuk showing that the word derech means feminine, and one pasuk the word derech, path or ways, means masculine. Which one is it? And these two beraito, these two learnings, are two opposite things. So the Gemara says, "Yachi kashuk raya adade." The two psukim are contradictory. "V'kashya nami matniyatin adade." And our teachings, the two teachings that we just learned, are also contradictory. Which one is it? So the Gemara says, "Krae adade la kashya." The psukim are not difficult. Why? "Hacha de b'torah kae, b'torah ikre lashon nekeva." In the Torah, when it talks about the pasuk that we brought from the Torah, "Vodata levan lahem et aderech elchuba," that we said derech means a feminine. That's in the Torah, and we know the Torah is lashon nekeva. The Torah is used in feminine. "Dichtiv Torat Adonai temima meshivat nafesh." It used the Torah as temima, not tamim. Temima is feminine for perfect. So the Gemara says, "Ketav lav lashon nekeva." That's why over there it used lashon nekeva, it used it in a feminine verbiage, because it's in the Torah, and the Torah is in feminine. So the Gemara, then the Gemara says, "Hatam de milchamakei." But over there, in the pasuk about war, "The darko shel ish lasod milchama." Generally, man goes out to war. "Ve'in darka shel isha lasod milchama." And woman does not go out to war. Men are more types of soldiers, warriors. I'm guessing the majority of soldiers are probably men also. They go out to war. And women don't. So katav lavashon zachar. That's why over there it wrote it in the masculine tense, because it was talking about men, what men generally do. That's why the two psukim are not contradictory. And then matniyatin adad elakashian. The two teachings that we learned are not contradictory. Why? Hacha delegabe isha. By the case of the woman in our Mishnah, when it talks about kiddushin, it says ha'isha niknet b'shalosh derachim. Why does it use it in feminine? Because over here it's talking about a woman. So talking about a woman, katani lavashon nekeva. So he wrote it in the feminine, because our Mishnah is talking about a woman. Hatam degabe ishkae. But over there in the Mishnah of zav, who is a zav? Zav is a masculine, is a man. So the darko shel ish libadek. Generally, a man goes through these examinations to see if he's impure. Ve'en darko shel isha libadek. A woman does not go through these examinations. So deha isha nami beones mitamya or mitamah. Because a woman also, if she was raped, the woman also would have tum'ah, there would be tum'ah through ones, through automatically, without her control. Even against her, meaning against her control, there is, be'ones, there's also considered against her control, there would also be tum'ah. So generally speaking, when we examine the zav, who we're examining, we're usually examining the male, not the female. And so therefore, tane lashon zachar. That's why it taught over here, by the case of the zav, it taught it in lashon zachar. Right? How did it worded? B'shiv'a derachim. In seven ways, shiva is masculine. Whereas in our case, it was shalosh, which is feminine. So you see, that's why. Because our Mishnah was talking about a woman, therefore it wrote shalosh, because it's feminine. Whereas over here, the zav, which is generally, the zav is a male who is examined, it used shiva, which is masculine, because you're usually dealing with a masculine. That's why it split it up like that. Okay, I think we'll stop there. We'll do a quick 1 minute recap. Okay, we started with a new masechet, new chapter, new Mishnah. The Mishnah began by talking about a woman is acquired in three ways, and she acquires herself in two ways, right? We said she's acquired by money, with the document, and with relations, and she can acquire herself with a get and with the husband dying. Then, as we got to the Gemara, we discussed why does it, over here in our Mishnah, it says the woman is acquired, but on the second chapter, the first Mishnah, Daf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph, it says the man sanctifies when he does Kiddushin. Not acquires. Why is it different? Lashon. We went through that back and forth. It's because we want to teach kesef. We want to teach that a woman is acquired with money. That's why. Then, as we got to the Amud Bet, we started talking about the lashon, the different language. And we got into the topic of why does our Mishnah over here say lashon shalosh, lashon nekeva? It says a woman is acquired in shalosh derachim, in three ways, which is nekeva. And then over there by Mishnah and zav, by the zav, it says that b'shiv'a derachim. There are seven ways that we examine the zav. Why does it use it over there in masculine? So the Gemara ended up by explaining, because over here in our Mishnah, it is talking about a woman, kiddushin by a woman, so it uses the feminine, shalosh. Over there by zav, it's generally the man is examined, so therefore, it used in masculine, it used the word shiva'ah. Okay, we'll stop there for today. Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen.